to connect to it. Someone asks about the term transmission, what it actually means. It's an important subject, as there are many misconceptions about so-called transmission or initiation. We can say there are two main approaches to the spiritual path. One is that you realize, either through self-knowledge. Self-knowledge is basically an act of consciousness, on the level of consciousness, that allows meeting of our essential self. Consciousness, intelligence, is able to reveal the essence beyond the mind, either by turning back or by remembering. Self-knowledge is one aspect of that type of practice that actually, through our own will, effort, cooperation, we reach. And second is the discipline of practice or cultivation, meditation, all the spiritual practices that one can do in order to assist this evolutionary unfoldment of our true self. So self-knowledge and practice are two sides of that approach to the spiritual path, where we can say we do it, we reach it, we attain, we cooperate. The other approach to the spiritual path is based on grace or transmission, meaning that the state that we seek or the knowledge that we seek is being given, is being transferred either from a master, spiritual guide, or from the divine dimension, from other beings which are non-physical, but which somehow, karmically or otherwise, are connected to our evolution. In this dimension, which is dimension of ignorance, you can imagine Earth as surrounded by a thick cloud of unconsciousness. If you were truly conscious, you could actually see it with your eyes. It's like a cloud surrounding this dimension. Because of that situation, grace from the beyond cannot really enter here. Grace from the beyond is truly a miracle. You can pray 20 years, perhaps one day you are lucky. It's kind of like prayer doesn't work. And yet you have no choice but to beg for this assistance. And the prayer doesn't work not because the divine is not wanting to assist us. It simply cannot enter this reality. We are stuck in this prison. That's why the vehicle of grace in this dimension always has been primarily another human being, the one who carries the information of awakening in his being, in his existence. Because he is already inside this prison, so he can access other prisoners to help them escape. That which is called transmission is basically a transfer of the information of the awakened state on the level of energy and consciousness from one human being to the other. For that transfer, in order to work, in order to operate, the vehicle, the container, the disciple, the receiver, has to be ready to receive. For instance, if person is completely unconscious, this person cannot receive the experience of the state of presence because he, his soul, his existence is not available. There's no minimum consciousness that is required actually to link itself with this information of presence. That's why when you look at the environment of great masters of the past, you can understand why so very few were really transformed. The next issue regarding transmission is, what is being transmitted? In all those paths that do not see, do not recognize the multidimensional nature of the inner reality, state beyond the mind, usually a master or a guide, either voluntarily or just by being, is transmitting the whole of his state. Since this experience is too vast, the disciple cannot receive it, cannot contain it, and certainly cannot keep it. That's why one can, being in the presence of powerful master, one can have an experience of some kind of a bliss or expansion, but one is unable to maintain it, to keep it, to integrate it with oneself. Simply impossible. That's why for such a transmission to work, a disciple has to be very evolved, very ready, very mature. In most cases, it's simply the energy will dissipate. It will not stay, it will not hold to the other soul. For transmission to work, what needs to be transmitted, the intention behind transmission has to be to initiate, to open one aspect of the inner realization, not the whole of it. And this is what we are doing, we are awakening, working with, we are pinpointing one aspect at a time of the inner state in order for the receiver, the student, to be able to maintain it and to contain the experience and furthermore to stabilize it. transmission or initiation means, again, that the information of the state or the particular aspect of the inner state enters the existence of the other soul, and the other soul, through her intelligence, through her understanding, has to recognize that state in order to cultivate it. Transmission or initiation never results in permanent state, unless, again, the person is extremely ready for it. And hence comes the issue of cultivation. If one is not cultivating the state one has been initiated into, the state will be lost. So transmission occurs on two levels. First is the initiation into the particular state. Second is the continuous energetic assistance from a teacher in the process of cultivation and stabilization of the state. When one aspect of the inner state, one aspect of that which has been transmitted, is fully stabilized and integrated, one can be further initiated into a deeper realization, and so forth, step by step. So unless we understand the gradualness of our evolution, the science of transmission cannot be understood, because transmission also must be gradual in nature in order to be received, contained and stabilized, integrated. Otherwise, it's just a waste. So here we are coming to the meeting of those two paths. One is the path of will, the path of cooperation that we actually practice. We do the inner work and we activate our intelligence, our consciousness. We are activating this aspect of self-knowledge, and at the same time we receive assistance from a guide or someone who has that information of the state that we are seeking in the molecules of his being and consciousness. An example is an absolute state. You can sit for years in zazen and not being able to move beyond. At the most, what you will experience is certain depth of being, which, if it's fully integrated, you'll be able to bring into activity as well. But you won't be able to penetrate the beyond, because it cannot be penetrated through effort, through will alone. The key is necessary to open that door, and you have no key. Like this energy, this information of how actually to get to the other side does not exist within your beingness. You don't have it. So a certain magic is required in order to open up one's experience, internal experience, to something that is inaccessible, that is beyond oneself. A bridge between that expansion that is limited to one's capacity, to one's individuality, and the beyond. And that is the function of the spiritual guide, to bring this energy, to bring this key, to open this door. So the true nature of the spiritual path, seen in a balanced perspective, is a harmony between the integrity of one's will, practice, cooperation, and the ability to receive assistance from source outside of oneself. If because of one's ego or overconfidence or kind of arrogance, one is only relying on one's effort, one's will, or even self-knowledge, saying, I will reach it, I will do it myself, I don't need anyone else, it is my path, I will find my own way, the end result will be stagnation, because the person is not aware of one's limitations, is not humble enough. The imbalance to the other side is so-called devotion to a guru, putting one's existence, one's consciousness, one's will at the feet of the guru, hoping that he will do the work for you, giving up one's responsibility.